You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are Magdeburg hemispheres? We're surrounded by air. We breathe it. We walk through it. But how do we know it's there? We can't see it, and unless it's windy or we're near a fan, we can't feel it. Yet air is quite heavy, and it has a pressure of 14.7 pounds on every square inch at sea level. If you go to a beach at an ocean resort for your next family vacation, your nose, which is about 1 inch by 1 inch, has nearly 15 pounds of air pressure on it. If you start hiking up a mountain, the higher you go, the air becomes thinner, so air pressure is less. Back in the 1650s, a German scientist, author, and mayor of the town of Magdeburg, Germany, was doing research on air pressure and vacuums. His name was Otto von Guericke. Guericke was trying to invent a pump that would produce a space or chamber that was completely empty. This space, completely empty of all material, is called a vacuum. And sometime between 1650 and 1654, he invented the first successful vacuum pump. And in 1654, Guericke demonstrated the very famous Magdeburg hemispheres experiment. Using two large hemispheres made of copper, he greased the inner rims so they had a good seal, pressed them together to make a sphere, connected his pump to a hose attached to one of those hemispheres, and evacuated the air from inside of the sphere. There wasn't any air inside of the sphere, but there was air outside of the sphere. The air from the atmosphere, with a pressure of almost 14.7 pounds per square inch, pressed on the outside of the hemispheres, pushing them together. To demonstrate how strong the outside air pressure was, Guericke would connect each hemisphere to a team of horses, have them pull in opposite directions to try and separate the hemispheres, unsuccessfully, until he would open a valve to let air go back into the hemispheres to equalize the pressure. The sphere couldn't be opened. You can try a similar experiment at home. You won't need teams of horses, just your kids. Get two plungers. Make sure they're clean. Ew. Line up the cups rim to rim and push them together. You'll probably hear the air get pushed out. And then have one child on one handle and another child on the other handle and pull them apart. Larger children will have a hard time. Small kids might not be able to separate them at all. You can only separate them by either pulling them apart very, very hard to let the air go back in, or sticking a finger between them to break the seal and let the air go back inside and equalize the air pressure, just like Guericke's Magdeburg hemisphere experiment. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Magdeburg hemispheres. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.